Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there, Genevieve, yes. How is everybody? Of course, that you're feeling well today. This week, the beginning of Lent, we started with Ash Wednesday, a couple of days ago. Also, that ended up being Valentine's Day. I was looking up one of the my questions and Valentine's Day was on the same day. Back in 1945, last Earth. You know, a little aside. You know, I have a fascination with the obscure facts, history, one of my little things that I do. Lent is also one of my favorite times of year because it leads up to the time that Jesus, you know, is the last 40 days going up to, you know, with his ministry. And I always had a big love for Easter because it showed me why Christ came. And he died for each and every one of us. You know, so he could get it from our sins. Why a Lent is like time of reflection, time of repentance, time of fasting, and also time of suffering. I remember as a child, I was brought up Catholic faith, and Lent was a big, kind of a big deal. I think purple was the color. You had mass. You had a lot of activities going on. At Wednesday, we wanted services. Then you had Palm Sunday, that culminated with Easter Sunday. But during this time, you know, I remember that people would give up something. Yeah, it could be anything. People would give up chocolate, for example, or maybe give up their favorite pizza. Or some would give up alcohol, some would give up you know, a lot of these things. Christmas Wednesday, minister Christmas thing, so giving up things like resentment, anger, jealousy. You know, those things that reflect us not from outside, but from within. So, there's a myriad of things that people give up. So, but Lent is also not only the fact of giving up certain things, it's also an internal occurrence. It's time to be repentant of our sins. I look at it as it's also a time of reflection. You know, what is it that we want God to see from us? What is it that we have to do? I mentioned earlier, you know, Ash Wednesday is at the beginning of the Lent journey. I ask questions, will you begin your journey? Will you let God renew your spirit? One thing about him from anything is going to be dangerous. It's going to be some discomfort. It's going to be some things that God brings to mind that maybe you never really thought of. Maybe it never even considered. That's the whole idea of spiritual renewal. and I'll bring you some good work that you're doing. It would be fun. No, that's a good sentence. So, you know, I would want to be content with things that, that are not right and cheap. No way to kind of serve things. Some people say that's part of it. No matter how it got to the past, too. Some people say that. It's also a time of preparation during this time that people prepare them spiritually. Because the month they're open to whatever God has for them. I think Lena, when I think about Lena, also being open to what God has for us. This is what spiritual renewal is. It's what a spiritual awakening. Not only to be open to it, but also being open to receive it. You know, some want spiritual renewal, but when things are revealed, well, God reveals things. It seems like they kind of end their journey right there. And that's the whole purpose of the spirit. You know, spiritual renewal is not, you know, not looking at our own deficiencies or our own lacks, but it's a time where God works in our hearts and works within us. I mentioned also that after Jesus was after the baptism by John the Baptist. He was the spirit brought him into the desert 40 days, 40 nights. He was tempted of the devil. We look at the Matthew chapter 4, verse 20. Chapter 4, I'm sorry. Start with the first 11 verses, the 48th verse. He fasted 40 days, 40 nights. And he was not, of course, he was not, because he had nothing to do with it. But that was something that said to him, command the stone to go with bread. But he answered, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And the devil took him up to a pinnacle of the temple and said, you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. He will command his angels concerning you. And also that on your hand, on their hand, they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against the stone. Jesus said, do not put the Lord to the test. You go a little later, it says, that went to a mountain. And he saw all the things of the world, that all these I'll give you, fall down and worship. And he said, away with you, Satan, go drink, worship the Lord your God, serve over him. And the devil left. You know, imagine he did this 40 days. I mean, he was tired, hungry. And yeah, he reflected, he went back to the Word of God. Look back to God's word. Those key words that they had written. And aside, number 40, 40 days, 40 nights. Remember in Exodus, Moses led the Israel out of Egypt. They were in the desert for 40 years. During the great flood, Genesis, 40 days, 40 nights. So the number 40 is not as significant. Just like Lent, 40 days, passionate one day, and he saw me. I believe that one of the things that I've read from Matthew, the three things that he said, no one does not live by bread alone, he died to the test, and he worshiped his idol. I think Lent brings all these things up. First one I think kind of speaks more to all of you know, one that lives by bread alone. And I believe it's some of us work that wants to wear. You know, we've done other things, right things, some exercise, that. But come at the end of the day, they don't bring it this way. But, you know, for instance, that brings back to the point of what's really important. You know, we want to change. And not only this, it's an internal change. The one thing about change is it brings a lot of things up to the surface. You know, things that you might need to change in your life. So, maybe you need to do. Maybe God's person needs to do something. Maybe God needs to prepare your spirit to have something for you mind. So you can be a blessing to others also. Now also look at this as a time of reflection. No, I'm doing that, you know, it might be there's still a journey ahead. You know, after all, the people say that it is. Where the journey will lead, I don't know. Only God knows. And I mentioned earlier, repentance is a component of spiritual growth. Well, we have. Well, repentance is really a good part of knowing what a Christian is like. And many walk through unknowingly or unknowingly. You know, this is against the start. What it does, how does this clean the heart of any? You know, it cleans the heart of any face like opening up. I mentioned fast, whatever which way people want to fast. Last part of the message. Preparation. A lot of preparation. Prepare our hearts. Prepare our hearts to prayer. Prepare our hearts to be open to God's leading. And we prepare our hearts to receive it. So whatever God has for us. When I look over at Mark, you know, the transfiguration of Jesus, I was kind of school. When I read that, I think it gives me an idea of what led this south. Because the whole person has changed, right? You know, when the apostles get went there, they saw the Jesus was promoted, and he did a life. He changed, he totally changed. So, Jesus in a new life. And their lives were changed practically forever. You know, Jesus, I was struck by the fact that Jesus said, "Don't tell anyone about this, so that I'm raised." And sure that this was, you know, all the apostles after the Holy Spirit was sent, mostly for all the apostles, whoever their audience was about. And they were actually eyewitnesses. Preparing our hearts, minds, and spirits to guide in the work of God. I mentioned earlier spiritual beginning, you know, that's the whole idea of the spiritual awakening. So don't look at the lack. God makes something to be mine, don't feel disappointed. But just go with his leading. God gave. God gave Moses the things that he did. And he was murdered. God gave Jacob his conniving. God gave Peter the night he knew Jesus. So, God gives anybody. That's the whole idea with repentance. I also believe that, during Lent, as you go a little further along, it's wonderful of what God went into your life. It's wonderful that you see that there are a lot of things that maybe you thought you needed that you did see. And that's why I read so. Matthew, the first thing it says, man, live by, it's more than life than just living by bread alone. And by living, this world of consumerism, that's kind of hard. The world tells you to see this and be that. But in the end, you're something you realize that it's dead for a minute. As the season goes on, it leads up to so a whole dynamic. You say, what can I do? Can I be better? What can God do in my life? Where will God lead me? Well, God will answer those questions. Anything he needs to see it. I've had such wonderful spiritual things with our hope of your fingers. That's the whole idea with spiritual news, to be open. And when I first asked Christ for my life, when I was 24 years old, I was open my heart with my spirit. Many wonderful spiritual experiences. I was open to what he was leading. And also, kind of a spoonful for another season. What I mean by another season, the next step of the journey. But I look at this time as a kind of a respite, like you're at a way station, and rest. Family has a time of recharging. By the end of when it culminates to Easter, God'll lead us to the place where he has for us, whatever he has for in our lives. It may not be an easy journey, but God's with us. kid just feel so wonderful about what's it's so wonderful that they'll be with this, you know, you hear this, you guys embrace this, and be cheer this on, be cheer this guidance. And as we go through the sense of peace, I pray that you open your heart. Open your heart to your belief. You know, I go to all the action services and action. It's like a start. It's a start. And during that time, and I want to change them. I need to be on the time to be a fresh start. So it's during this time to see God in the blue light. You gotta help see others as we see all the challenges laid ahead. And we all have to be prepared. So we need change. You know, push along, stagnant. So you move ahead. And as we go through this, pray simply to God to let Him want God to touch you. If you present up, don't be afraid of completing. Don't let regret pain hold you back. Lord, this is what He wants. He wants help. And thank you for another time, Genevieve. Genevieve Jones. If you'd like to contact me, facebook.com/JenevieveJones.com. And I pray that you have a wonderful day today and look forward to the next time we get together. Thank you. God bless you.